Roman's Product Management Podcast. The product vision can be a powerful tool that provides a meaningful purpose and inspires and aligns people. Unfortunately, I've seen many visions that did not fulfill their potential as they suffered from a number of mistakes. In this episode, I'll discuss 5 common issues and I'll explain how you can avoid and correct them. The first mistake I want to share is confusing vision with strategy. For a product vision to be effective, it is best captured as a simple, easy-to-understand statement or slogan. For example, the vision for a presentation tool like Microsoft PowerPoint or Google Slides might be "Inform and inspire people." What the product vision shouldn't be, though, is a strategic decision-making framework. It shouldn't capture elements like the target group, value proposition, and business goals. This would not only detract from its main objective, but it would also cause it to overlap with the product strategy and make it unstable. A product's target group and value proposition will change as the product develops, grows, and serves an increasingly large audience with more diverse needs. Its business goals are likely to change too. Initially, the objective might be to acquire users and start generating revenue. At a later stage, it might shift to maximizing profitability. Keeping the vision free from strategic decisions provides it with a clear focus and with stability. No matter how much the product and its strategy change, the vision offers continued inspiration and guidance, much like the North Star, which has been a vital navigational reference for centuries, helping travelers find their way. I therefore recommend that you clearly distinguish between a product vision and a product strategy. Use the former to state the ultimate reason for offering the product, and the latter to describe the approach you've chosen to realize the vision and achieve product success. A useful tool for this is My Product Vision Board. It captures the vision and strategy on one canvas while describing them separately. You can download the template together with a handy checklist from my website. The link is in the show notes. The second mistake I see product teams make is to state the solution and or business goal in the vision. Take a vision like be the number one slideware product in the UK for a presentation tool like PowerPoint. Referring to the actual product, the slideware, and the business goal, be the number one in the UK, creates 2 problems. First, it makes the vision unstable. As mentioned earlier, products change across their lifecycle. Take PowerPoint, for instance, which changed from a humble presentation tool to a product that offers real-time cloud-based collaboration and AI-powered content and design creation. Second, such a vision fails to provide a meaningful purpose, as it does not state the underlying reason for offering the product. It will consequently struggle to inspire the product team members. I therefore recommend that you use the vision to capture the positive change you want to bring about and the ultimate reason for providing the product without referring to the solution and business goals. Focus on the why, not the what. To do this, ask yourself what the world will look like when the product has achieved its purpose. How will it have improved people's lives? What will have changed for the better? Now, Steve Jobs once said, if you are working on something exciting that you really care about, you don't have to be pushed. The vision pulls you. Creating such a forward momentum is one of the benefits of a product vision. Unfortunately, I've seen many visions that failed to move and unite people. And that's the third mistake I commonly observe. To address this issue, apply the following 2 recommendations. First, involve the key stakeholders and development team members in setting the vision and ensure that everybody is happy with the result. A great way to do this is to run a collaborative workshop and co-create the vision. Applied correctly, this approach maximizes the chances of finding a product vision everyone supports. And such a vision is especially valuable when problems and conflicts occur. It reminds people of why they do what they're doing and what unites them. Second, look for a vision that speaks to people, that generates a positive emotional response. It should ignite their imagination and make them excited about working on the product. Choose words that resonate with the individuals and inspire meaningful action. Does the vision make people feel excited, elevated, optimistic, proud, or happy, for example? Remember, without emotion, there is no motion. Change, they say, is the only constant. It would be a mistake, though, to modify the vision frequently. Like the North Star, it should stay largely fixed and change little across the product lifecycle. To achieve this, capture the product vision as a big, hairy, audacious goal, or BHAG, in addition to keeping it free from the product idea and business goals. For example, avoid a narrow vision such as help people create great presentations for products like Microsoft PowerPoint and Google Slides. Instead, choose a big and ambitious one like inspire people. The narrower a vision is, the more likely it is to change. A big and ambitious vision allows you to evolve the product without having to adjust it. It might never be fully reached, but that's fine, as long as it points people in the right direction and you complement it with a product strategy that states how you intend to realize the vision. The fifth and final mistake I want to make you aware of is not aligning the product vision with the company's overall aspiration. A product ultimately is a value-creating vehicle. It exists to generate benefits for the users and customers, as well as the company that develops and provides it. To achieve the latter, you should ensure that the product vision is in line with the company vision. Meeting the former should help you meet the latter. Let's make this more concrete and look at Microsoft PowerPoint again. The product vision I suggested earlier was inform and inspire people. To achieve the necessary alignment, we'd have to check it against Microsoft's overall vision, which might be described as empower every person and every organization on the planet to achieve more. Looking at the two visions, I find them sufficiently aligned. When people feel informed and inspired, they should be able to achieve more. I hope you found this episode helpful. You can learn more about creating an inspiring product vision by attending my training courses and reading my book, Strategize. Thank you for listening.